You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Christy Hyler hosts a fantastic podcast called Own It. Christy, tell us more about the show.
Own It is all about celebrating women and non-binary advertising agency owners. We talk about buying out of the Boys Club of Advertising because less than 1% of ad agencies are owned by women.
And where can people subscribe?
You can find the podcast at untilyouownit.com. We're also on the Marketing Podcast Network at marketingpodcast.net. And of course, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard her. Go subscribe.
Welcome to the Fearless Business Podcast, sharing with you the business behind running a business. We're your hosts, Jamie Lieberman
and Mary Clavier. Each week, we'll be bringing you great guests, insights from our experiences, and a behind-the-scenes look at all the topics you may be afraid to tackle in your business, but shouldn't be.
So sit back, get comfy, and let's get started.
Welcome to episode 144 of the Fearless Business Podcast. I'm Mary, and I'm here with my co-host, Jamie. And let me be the first to say, happy December.
What?
What?
No.
I know.
Didn't we just record July?
Well,
in the alternative, yeah. It could be 2022 at this point, and I just don't even know.
That's the thing. On one hand, it seems like it's been ages, and on the other hand, it blinked by. I can't decide which one it is.
Me neither. We're in a time warp.
Yes. Yes.
If we had the money, we could license that song. Not really. I don't really want to license that song. It's a terrible song. I said it. I'm not going to apologize about it.
Well, the thought was there. That was a good thought. Yes, thanks. We would.
We're in a time warp. It's like Groundhog's Day.
Yeah.
I definitely license a clip with Bill Murray. How about
that? Yes.
Yeah. Big Bill Murray fan.
Yeah.
But that's not what we're talking about today.
Oh, I was thinking he was in a commercial recently, but no, it was.
Are you thinking that weird John Travolta one?
Rick Moran. Did you see he was in a, he like made this comeback and he's in.
Yes.
Cell phone commercial. Yeah. Okay.
He's like, I never left.
Yeah.
I read a really cool, I don't know where it was, like the New Yorker or somewhere. I might have made that up, but I read a really interesting article about him and like why he left public life. And he's like, I didn't stop working. Yeah. He's like, he just didn't see me. So I thought that was cool. I like him. Yeah. I'm a Rick Moranis fan. Rick Moranis. No, I saw a weird commercial with John Travolta dressed as Santa. And at the end of it, I don't even know what it's for. Yeah. And at the end of it, he does the Pulp Fiction dance. I was like, what am I watching right now? What is happening? I forgot what it's for.
Scientologist?
He is. Or he was.
Do they celebrate Christmas? I don't know.
I think he was paid to wear the Santa outfit. Mary?
Well, I'm sure he was.
I don't think he cares what religion.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
I think he's just looking for the dollars.
That's true. I'm sure he gets lots of dollars, especially if he did the dance.
But I don't know anything about the Scientology and their belief system.
Me either. Just that he was or he is part of that group.
That part I believe is correct, yes.
Well, I didn't think that's where I was going to go with our answer today, really, but we covered a lot of things.
Happy December. We're watching a lot of television.
We are. Yes, we are. And just, you know, one day at a time, I feel like.
That's exactly right. One Groundhog's Day at a time. Mary, did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
I did. I actually like relaxed and took real time off and it felt great.
That's awesome. I did too. I was really proud of myself. I set some good boundaries. I took some time off. I did not go anywhere, but
Same.
I made a turkey for the first time. That was kind of cool.
Oh, good for you.
Thanksgiving.
How did it come out?
Really awesome.
The dinner. Everyone ate it?
Good. Yeah. I've been eating it for 4 straight days. I'm going to continue. It is one of the only meals that I will eat on leftover. And I'm close. I'm maybe like a day away from turkey saturation, but I'm going to push through.
But you're not there yet.
No, I love Thanksgiving dinner. I love it. It is one of my favorite meals ever.
Me too. Yeah, we had it for leftovers for a few. I think today was the first lunch where I did not have it for leftovers.
Yeah, I made my youngest son eat it for leftover lunch today. I was like, hey, you want some turkey? And he's like, no. Oh, all right. I was like, nice. Yeah. Winning. It was good.
Yeah, I have to say, I think, like, you know, as we're looking at the year, and I know we're going to talk about that a little bit too, but even though there's a lot of, you know, not so great things about COVID and all of that, I have to say, like, to have a holiday at home, even though I was missing my family, my husband's family and everything, there were still some nice things that came out of it. Like, the relaxation time was really in a different way this year, you know?
Totally agree. I've seen a number of people saying that, writing that, being like, yeah. And I had a great Thanksgiving. And part of me wonders if we all thought it was just going to be such a dumpster fire that, like, anything good, we were like, this is incredible. Or right. We truly, like, had these really beautiful moments. I'm going to go with that we truly had beautiful moments.
Yeah. Oh, look at you choosing the positive.
Yeah, it's December. It's time. Yeah. It's time.
It's time.
January, I might not feel this way, but.
Right.
Well, we have a good topic. We have a very introspective topic, I feel like, for the month of December. Our theme is, it's a good one.
Good one, yeah.
Yeah.
Leadership.
Exactly. We're talking all about leadership. And I like the idea of talking about this in December because I feel like it's a time where we're all reflecting on our past year. And this year, I think the reflections are going to be really interesting. Yeah. And maybe a lot of people are just like, I'm not going to reflect anything because there's nothing to reflect. Or maybe we can look at, you know, how did we rise to challenges or how did we adapt to situations we had never been faced with before? Or how did we increase the amount of leisure wear we have or any number of things that we can look at during 2020? But I think in thinking about as business owners, the idea of leadership, particularly in a time of crisis, like we've been in, many of us have been in our businesses or our home life or whatever the case may be, it's a really great time to think about like what type of leader you are, how you show leadership and how you're showing up for your community. And so we have some really cool guests talking about leadership styles, how to find your leadership style, how to sort of even figure out what kind of leader you want to be.
Yeah. I think for me, it's always helpful to do that at the end of the year too. And I think like such a big topic like leadership, it's interesting to look at across the year, right? Because like, it just kind of gives you the thought about, okay, what did I do this year? Like even like, did you grow your team? Or, you know, it could be with direct reports or not, but just like, how did you show up for your business? How did you show up to lead other people? And it kind of all goes with reflecting on things that went well for the year, things that didn't go so great, and like what you want to change or what you want to focus on for next year. I feel like it all ties together really well.
Yeah. And even if you don't have a team or you don't have what you would consider to be a community, like in the traditional sense where you have like a group, or if you're a service professional offering services that people pay you for, you're a leader.
Yeah.
So understanding how you're showing up for your clients, for the people who are considering working with you, or the team that works for you in your business, or if you do run a community, or even on social media, you know, if whatever you're showing up and saying, somebody is listening.
Yeah.
And taking your information in and potentially acting on it. So I think the term leadership doesn't necessarily have to mean that you've been elected as some kind of leader. I think it just means that people look to you and listen to what you have to say, and you're viewed as an expert in some way.
That's an excellent point. Excellent, excellent point. Yeah, I agree.
And I think too many business owners don't view themselves as leaders, and they should.
Yeah. Yeah, they should. Not that you want to get like bogged down in what everyone else thinks of you kind of thing. We're not saying go the other extreme, you know, but enough to know that, yeah, you have a platform and how you're using it and how you're showing up and what you're saying. That's a
great
point.
Yeah. Yeah. No, not necessarily what people think, because who cares?
Yeah.
It's more about just being aware of how you are putting information out there and how you're showing up for people. And if that resonates with people, awesome. If it doesn't, it doesn't really matter. The right people will be drawn to you. But I think just knowing what your message is clearly and knowing how you're communicating that message and showing up for those people who are looking up to you in some way is really important. And you just should do it the way it makes you feel most comfortable.
Yeah, agree. Yeah, I was talking to a friend recently and we were it actually came up a couple of times within the span of a few weeks with a few different people, but we were talking about maybe who we were even a year or two ago and what our messaging was and how it might be different now. And like, oh, you know, one of them said like, I'm embarrassed to even, you know, something popped up on her memories. Oh, I'm embarrassed because I totally don't think that anymore. But it's really about the evolution. So reflecting on where you were and like, that's okay. You had to be somewhere at that point, but sharing where you are now and your voice now, it doesn't matter if it's changed, you know?
I love those old memories. Those super like, wow, that was my first video. Cause it makes you feel really incredible about where you've come. Yes. And that you can look back and be like, wow, I've actually improved and changed and evolved. And yeah, no, those memories are amazing.
Yeah. The ones that make you want to cringe. You're like,
It's like when you look back on like your teenage years and you look at the old pictures and you're like, oh my gosh, what was that?
What was that? And you're
like, but look how incredible I am now. I'm the best. There's something really valuable about that. I am very curious how our audience defines leadership, because I feel like there could be a lot of different ways. It's such a, like you said, broad topic with so much potential. I think we often think of leaders as like world leaders or people who are super famous, but I think some of the most effective leaders are the ones that are sort of quietly doing it in their own space, not caring about what anyone else thinks or not really trying to please everybody else, but just really having a strong message and putting that out there. I watched on Hulu the I Am Greta.
I haven't seen it.
It was really, really, really good. Yeah. So it's a documentary about Greta Thunberg. She's Swedish and she's a teenager. She's a climate justice advocate and activist. And watching her become a reluctant leader, because I don't think she ever expected. I mean, I think she wanted it. She wanted the message to be out there, but I don't think she had any interest in being the face of it. Is really interesting to watch and is a really cool kind of case study in leadership and her staying true to her message and not really being concerned with what everyone is saying about her. Although I would imagine being in her shoes, it must be brutal. The internet is evil at times and amazing at others. But that's a cool example to me of someone who is a leader in a very specific area and at such a young age.
She's so impressive.
She's cool. You should watch it. I highly recommend it.
I'm going to. Yeah, it's since we're watching all the TV, right?
Yes, exactly. Many things that I've watched over the pandemic was.
But that's a great perspective because it doesn't even matter. I mean, we see it even with influencers, right? If you're an influencer in a space, like even if you don't consider yourself an influencer, maybe if you have some kind of following, you know, there's people watching. So, or people that you're helping or inspiring or motivating or whatever it might be, you know?
Yeah.
That's a great perspective.
So feeling sort of good about what that style is for you, I think is important in considering what leadership means and how to find that about yourself or how to tap into some of the best parts of yourself. And one of our guests this month is going to be talking about that. And I'm very excited for him, for you guys to hear his interview. He's talking, his name is Jeff Harry, and he's talking all about leadership through play, which is so interesting. And I'm going to leave it at that because we have a really fun conversation about that. But it's a very different perspective about sort of tapping into some of the best parts of yourself by doing things that maybe you would have done when you were a kid.
Yeah. And tying to that, even one of our other guests is going to be talking about leadership through the lens of purpose and mission and impact. So like even you and your business, what kind of impact are you making? How are you aligning your mission and what you stand for and believe in and what you want to be doing with your company? How are you tying that into how you lead, either through what we talked about before with clients or with team members or whatever it might be?
I think some of the most successful entrepreneurs and business owners are the ones who have purpose, the ones who know why it's not money. Money's great and it follows, but any successful, and when I say success, I don't necessarily mean like 7-8-figure businesses. I just mean someone who's built something into what they wanted it to be. They all have a purpose that is outside of the money. The money comes. And so that is critical, knowing your purpose and being able to say it succinctly.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Otherwise you'd give up in like a week.
Yeah, it's true. It's exhausting.
I mean,
if you're not last a week.
I mean, really, if you can't, if you're not connected to that, it's like, where are you? Yeah. It's just a lot. It's a lot. So if you're not connected to something like that, how can you? I would find it very hard to go on personally.
Well, your marketing message is so easy when you have purpose. Like it's so simple. It doesn't feel like marketing or sales copy. It doesn't feel like, you know, you're forcing something. It just feels like you're like, yeah, this is what I believe in. This is what I've created around that belief system. And this is why it may or may not work for you. Like it feels so not salesy. It's just like, if this purpose and these values resonate with you and this is a service that you need, it's kind of an easy no-brainer.
Yeah, 100%. And that applies to like service or product. I think the products that connect most easily to like their consumers are the ones that it's clear what they're about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I totally agree with that. I mean, there's so many, unless you have such a revolutionary product, right? One that you have a patent on and nobody else can make, there's going to be somebody else who's going to either, if you're the first one doing it, somebody else is going to figure it out at a certain point. Or if it's something that loads of people are in, like you end up buying not just for features of a product, but you start to end up buying because of a story.
Yeah. Oh, so exciting. Yeah.
It's a good topic.
Especially as we reflect on this year and, you know, whatever you want to take from this year, whatever you want to make of this year, but like, you know, thinking about it, however you want to reflect and really using that for next year. Cause obviously we're not, the pandemic is not gone yet, but at least we can, you know, be hopeful in 2021 and maybe, you know, kind of refocus ourselves this month.
We're also managing it different than say 6 months ago, or, you know, we're just in a different place. True. So some of the sort of panic or reactionary that we needed to do is for some people is gone. I found that this time gave a lot of clarity on where my time ironically became so limited that I had to start making very real choices about where my time went. Because, you know, my kids and their school came first. And so I needed to balance that with both my personal sanity and also my business and my clients who at times also have to come first. Yeah. So it really cut through a lot of noise and made things really clear for me about like why I do what I do, what kind of message I want to be putting out there, where the best use of my time is. That's valuable.
Yeah. And I don't think we wouldn't have gotten that type of information if it wasn't for all of this. Now, of course, there are like very hard, very real, very challenging things for people. But I feel the same in terms of like when I reflect, like where was I spending my time before and what are the things that are really the most impactful where, you know, when you have like way less time in the day, where do you focus those efforts?
That's right.
I definitely learned a lot about that this year.
Yeah, for sure. And I agree with you. Like, I don't think either one of us is saying, oh, we're happy this happened. I would like it not to have happened. But if I have to look for silver linings, which I'm trying to, That is certainly one of them, is that about the time to reflect and think about, you know, what kind of leader I was both to my clients, to my staff, who were also hurting. I mean, they were in very similar boats. There was times where they were afraid. We didn't know what was going to happen with the business and how things were going to go. And we were all sort of waiting and terrified. And, you know, we all live in different parts of the country, and we laugh because one of my employees is in Florida, and it's like, there's no pandemic in Florida. Yeah. I mean, you know, so it's just, it's a very different feeling, and to bring the team together. And we also used to be able to see each other, you know, so, and keeping the team going at a time where we weren't able to see each other, I think really honed in on my leadership skills of, you know, I tend to be a person who just, I'm very good to my employees and they get a lot of latitude, but I also tend to be somebody who's just like, all right, we're going, we're doing this, we're getting this done. And the warm fuzzies don't come as easy to me. And so it really forced me to step back and be like, hey, are you guys okay? Like, cause I wanted to know, I care about them so much as people. But also to be like, not only are you okay with your families and your health, but like how you handling the workload and things like that. So it definitely, it changed my communication style for the better.
Yeah, that's excellent. Yeah, I felt similarly with like checking in with my members, you know, in the community, because there was like a broad spectrum of types of businesses, and some were impacted a lot by all of this negatively. And some, I mean, some maybe had to shift or pivot, but really just did so well from it, and others not, like depending what kind of business you have, you know. So kind of checking in on all of that and really talking through it with people and kind of managing some of that was also, I mean, for me, that part comes naturally to me, but then I was also like, okay, hello, I have to, you know, manage my own like state of mind too, you know, can't like overdo it. So that's a whole, that's the whole other side of it. Are you doing what you need to do for yourself so that you can show up as a better leader?
Yeah, totally agree with that. And also, you know, your membership was primarily in person. You certainly had virtual components, but a lot of what the foundation and the building blocks at the time, not so much, not anymore, obviously, were so, and you love being in person.
I love in person. That's your,
what makes you so happy. So it's certainly, that's challenging to suddenly lose that piece. I mean, I was the same. That's a huge hole and I miss it so much.
Yeah.
So having to make those changes and still be able to show up as a leader when you're not just like sitting and grabbing a cup of coffee or speaking in front of a room or something like that.
Right. Yeah, it actually, I mean, for me, business-wise with the community, it forced me also to do things more out of my, outside of my comfort zone, things that I had been planning to do at some point, but it sped it up for me.
Yeah.
So now we actually have members in other areas of the US and even another member in Europe, which I'm super excited about. So like there, you know, it helped in a good way to like change the perspective on that. And now I'm planning our virtual holiday party. So I'm really excited
about that. I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the same with me with the courses. It finally like put my feet to the fire and was like, create your courses.
Right.
And I did. But yeah, that's a huge discomfort. I'd rather stand up in front of 500 people and give that same information than I did want to stand up in front of a video camera and filmed a course. But that wasn't how my information was going to get out there. So
and you did it. Yep.
We pivoted, but it worked. So yeah, so I definitely want to hear what other people think about leadership. I like that idea.
I like that.
And I want to hear different perspectives on how you view leadership and whether you view yourself as a leader. And we're not going to be shy here. If you view yourself as a leader, you should say so.
Yes.
If you are not a member of our Facebook group, you can find us at Fearless Business Podcast HQ on Facebook. You can also find us at fearlessbusinesspodcast.com or anywhere that you listen to podcasts.
As always, we love reviews. So wherever you listen, please leave a review. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening. We'd love it if you'd subscribe and share this podcast. Reviews are amazing too. Please visit fearlessbusinesspodcast.com for more information. If you'd like to connect with Jamie, visit #legal.com.
And if you'd like to connect with Mary, visit thetransitionscollective.com. Thanks so much, and we'll see you next time.
This podcast is heard along the Marketing Podcast Network. For more great marketing podcasts, visit marketingpodcasts.net.